The Feast of the Holy Name. The epistle is taken from the letter of, from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are on trial today about a good work done to a cripple, as to how this man has been cured, be it known to all of you and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even in this name does he stand before you sound. This is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." The gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, when the days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. Why do we have a special feast for the Holy Name? What is special about the name? Sometimes in our modern thinking, we just think, well, a name is a name. We could just use anything. We could just call something by any name or any group of symbols or something. So why? What is special about the Holy Name? This is not a proper understanding of what names are. Names are supposed to represent the essence of the thing or the person. And if you notice, the name of Jesus was given not by his parents, Jesus and Mary, or Joseph and Mary, but by God himself. God chose this name by which he would be called, by which the second person of the Trinity would be called here as he became man. And the name Jesus means something specific in Hebrew. It means God saves, or Yahweh saves. And so God chose this name for us to call him because this represents his very essence of his mission into this world. God came, Christ came. Why? To save us. And so the Holy Name has a special significance, not only in the mission, but also the name itself has a certain power. Now, we don't want to get superstitious, but when it is pronounced with true devotion, then there is a true giving of grace. We call upon that very mission that God gave to us, or that God did, that is, to save us. Now, it's important to realize this and to understand this, that the meaning is God saves. And so there are many practices in having devotion to the Holy Name. Many saints recommended devotion to the Holy Name. St. Augustine, there are so many. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Bernardine of Siena, St. Leonard of Port Maurice. Those are just some of the older ones. St. Gemma also had a devotion to the Holy Name. Many of them recommended saying the name with devotion. With devotion. And it has a true power. When tempted by sin, just repeating the Holy Name with peace and reverence to ourselves, either if we're in a group of people, you say it in your head, but if you're alone, you can just whisper it three times, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And when you do that, you'll notice that there is a peace that comes into the soul. That the name of Jesus has a sacramental-like effect when done with devotion. Just like a sacrament, when we use it with faith and devotion, there is a giving of grace. So repeating the Holy Name, there is a sacramental-like effect. That we are calling upon the saving action of Christ. He saves us, means grace is for us, one grace is for us. And so when we call upon the Holy Name, we then call upon those graces to come down over us. And so when tempted, it is a good devotion to do that. And also when any danger is threatening, both from the devil flees at the name of Jesus, but also any type of material danger. So even like if you remember, you know, if there's an accident pending, you can call out to Jesus in the holy name to save you. Jesus means God saves, and so that could even mean even from a material danger like an accident. Now, usually that will only come out spontaneously from your heart, but it's important to remember that not only spiritual dangers, but also our physical dangers, we can call upon the holy name. And this is the foundation of devotion to the holy name. So we must repeat it with respect and love and dignity. Now, if you notice in the liturgy, whenever the holy name of Jesus is said, the priest will bow his head. So sometimes when we're preaching and there's a priest, the one celebrating is not preaching, you'll notice every time the preacher says the name of Jesus, usually for the first five times, the priest sitting in the sedilia will take off his beretta and bow his head, put the beretta back on. We do that also during the glory, if you notice, when we say the word, when they say the name of Jesus. If you're really astute, you can see that when the priest at the altar says the holy name, he does also a little bow of the head. Now you have to watch carefully and know exactly where he is in the prayers, and you can see that. And so because of this this respect that we give the holy name in the liturgy, also we have a tradition, a devotion, at which whenever the holy name is said, Jesus, that we bow, we do just a little head bow, just gentle, like that. I knew one of our priests from France came to the United States, and that was one thing he said he really liked, not the one thing, but one of the things he really liked about the faithful here in the United States is that we would bow our heads at the name of Jesus. He says they don't do that in France. For some reason, they lost that tradition. But here, many times we still do that. And that's a good devotional practice, to just do a little head bow every time you hear the name of Jesus. And this is in accordance with what really St. Paul says. St. Paul says it in it's in the introit, in the letter to the Philippians. He says that every knee shall bend, above the earth, on the earth, and under the earth, at the name of Jesus. And so, in order to represent that, we do a little head bow in recognition of that that great power in that name, and looking towards that that everyone respects the name of Jesus. And so, this is one of the practices that we can do. Also, many of the saints, now these are more the late medieval saints, they recommended that the name of Jesus is put over the doors of, they would say, over the gates of a city or over the door of a house. It means God saves. And so when you enter that door, it is like a sacramental that all who enter this door be sanctified by the holy name. And it's a good practice to do. That's why we painted the name of Jesus over the door of our church. This is the gate of heaven, so to speak, the portal to our salvation. So we put his name over the door. It's not just a nice little decoration. It is beautiful, but we chose that for a specific reason, because of that devotion. And some of the older saints, like Saint Bernardine of Siena, he would often preach missions, and you would have a piece of wood with the name of Jesus painted on it, or on it in chalk, and the faithful would come and reverence the name. They would kiss the tablet with the name on it. And likewise, we do something similar, of course, with the crucifix. We take the crucifix, you kiss the feet of our Lord as a devotion to our Lord and his sacred wounds. Well, in the past, people would kiss the image of the sacred name as a form of devotion to the sacred name. And that is something good that we could do even today, although that's not very, that's not practiced very much these days. In addition, whenever we pray, we always pray in the name of Jesus. Our Lord says, anything you ask in my name will be given to you. And so all of our prayers, of course, in the liturgy are done in the name of Jesus. And then your own personal prayers you do in the name of Jesus. You call upon him and his name in your prayers. And this is another practice and devotion to the Holy Name. Now, we also, unfortunately, there are people in the world who do not respect the holy name of Jesus, and they blaspheme it. They take the Lord's name in vain. So remember, we can say the holy name when we pray or when we teach. Those are legitimate uses for the holy name. Anytime we use the holy name, not as a prayer, and not when teaching, then it is taking the Lord's name in vain. And usually we can recognize immediately when this happens. Someone just kind of cries out in disgust or anger or frustration or something like that. That is taking the Lord's name in vain. But that's not just an empty act. That is an offense to God. Christ came to save us. And when someone calls on him in vain, it is an offense to God. And unfortunately, there are spiritual ramifications to that. You know, our Lord God said, if there were only 10 just people in Sodom and Gomorrah, he would not destroy the city. But because of their sins, they were destroyed. And so the lesson for us is that sin does have real consequences. That there are punishments that are given in this world due to sin. Why is there sickness? Why is there death? Why are these terrible things? Why does God permit these terrible things to happen? Because of sin. And so blaspheming the holy name, the very name that represents our salvation, is a grave sin, is a great sin. And because of that, there can be terrible things that can befall society, that can befall our city and our nation because of just rampant blaspheming of the holy name. And so there's another important devotion to the holy name, and that is to make reparation for those who take the Lord's name in vain. And so even if someone is there, if it's an acquaintance that you know, you might want to say a little prayer to ask Our Lady to give you the right words at the right moment in order to correct the person if they tend to have the habit of taking the Lord's name in vain. In addition, whenever you hear it, you should still sort of bow your head and even make the interior prayer that, Lord, they don't know what they're doing. Please have mercy on them. But we shouldn't do that in a hypocritical way. Of course, we should do it with true prayer and devotion, asking for forgiveness for that person. And then also do that little prayer for giving us the right words at the right moment to make the fraternal correction. Remember, when we make fraternal correction, it's not only what we say, or that we're saying it, but how we say it in the proper circumstances for the person to accept it. And so we should do this. Also, at the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, when we have solemn benediction and the priest blesses with the monstrance, we have the divine praises after that. We say, blessed be God, blessed be his holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And we go down through this litany of divine praises. Those are done in reparation for blasphemy against the holy name, if we're taking the Lord's name in vain. And so we can do those, not just at benediction, but we can do those at home as part of our pious devotions, as part of our private devotions, to make up for the blasphemies against the holy name. Also, there was also a group, they're not very commonly these days, but there was a group called the Holy Name Society. And this was a men's group, similar to the Knights of Columbus, but different in the sense that they did do active works in a parish. But they would also specifically inculcate respect and honor for the holy name. And they would do reparations for the holy name, for blasphemies against the holy name. They would have like a holy hour every month. They would do some kind of pious devotion every month to make up for the blasphemies in the society against the holy name. And now this is a specific society that had indulgences and things like that, but that doesn't mean that when you're here doing your prayers, if you come to holy hour or at Mass, you make up for those people who take the Lord's name in vain. This is a very serious sin, and unfortunately it's not recognized as such in our society. And but because of it, there are repercussions to it. And so we do need to make reparation for this. The holy name of Jesus. St. Peter says, there is no other name by which we are saved. There is no other name. And so we must have great devotion and great love for this name. Let us invoke it with true love, and so that we can receive peace in our soul, but also let us make reparation for the blasphemies against the name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.